So what can we each do to future-proof, as Bina suggests, and become good ancestors? Author and philosopher Roman Krznaric is leading what he says is a movement, a grand mind shift in how to think about a future that we will never experience ourselves. Here's Roman's 2020 TED Talk.
It's time for humankind to recognize a disturbing truth. We have colonized the future. In wealthy countries especially, we treat it like a distant colonial outpost where we can freely dump ecological damage and technological risk as if there was nobody there. The tragedy is that tomorrow's generations aren't here to challenge this pillaging of their inheritance. They can't leap in front of the king's horse like a suffragette, or stage a sit-in like a civil rights activist, or go on a salt march to defy their colonial oppressors like Mahatma Gandhi. They're granted no political rights or representation. They have no influence in the marketplace. The great silent majority of future generations is rendered powerless. In the next 2 centuries alone, tens of billions of people will be born. Amongst them, all your grandchildren and their grandchildren and the friends and communities on whom they'll depend. How will all these future generations look back on us and the legacy we're leaving for them? How can we become the good ancestors that future generations deserve? Well, over the past decade, a global movement has started to emerge of people committed to extending our time horizons towards a longer now. I think of its pioneers as time rebels. They can be found at work in Japan's visionary future design movement, which aims to overcome the short-term cycles that dominate politics by drawing on the principle of seventh-generation decision-making practiced by many Native American communities. Future design gathers together residents to draw up and discuss plans for the towns and cities where they live. Half the group are told they're residents from the present day. The other half are given ceremonial robes to wear and told to imagine themselves as residents from the year 2060. Well, it turns out that the residents from 2060 systematically advocate far more transformative city plans, from healthcare investments to climate change action. And this innovative form of future citizens' assembly is now spreading throughout Japan, from small towns like Yahaba to major cities like Kyoto. What if future design was adopted by towns and cities worldwide to revitalize democratic decision-making and extend their vision far beyond the now? Now, time rebels have also taken to courts of law to secure the rights of future people. The organization Our Children's Trust has filed a landmark case against the US government on behalf of 21 young people campaigning for the legal right to a safe climate and healthy atmosphere for both current and future generations. Their David versus Goliath struggle has already inspired groundbreaking lawsuits worldwide, from Colombia and Pakistan to Uganda and the Netherlands. So the time rebellion has begun. The rebels are rising to extend our time horizons from seconds and minutes to decades and far beyond. But how can we really think and plan on the scale of millennia? Well, the answer is perhaps the ultimate secret to being a time rebel. And it comes from the biomimicry designer Jeanine Benyus, who suggests we learn from nature's 3.8 billion years of evolution. How is it that other species have learned to survive and thrive for 10,000 generations or more? Well, it's by taking care of the place that will take care of their offspring, by living within the ecosystem in which they're embedded, by knowing not to foul the nest, which is what humans have been doing with devastating effects at an ever-increasing pace and scale over the past century. So a profound starting point for time rebels everywhere is to focus not simply on lengthening time, but on regenerating place. We must restore and repair and care for the planetary home that will take care of our offspring, for our children and our children's children. Let us all become time rebels and be inspired by the beautiful Mohawk blessing spoken when a child is born. Thank you, Earth. You know the way.
That was philosopher Roman Krznaric. His book is called The Good Ancestor, A Radical Prescription for Long-Term Thinking. You can see his full talk at TED.com.